All right, we are musicless, but that's not going to stop us. We are also Puckoff. Andy Picaro's right here. We have a very special guest, Alex Spavone, and nice to see you.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good,
nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you in person, the great Joe Bartnick. Where is he?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, ready to play the Comedy Zone tonight. It's going to be like the Four Horsemen, Ric Flair in Charlotte, baby. Woo!
Yeah, all right. That's a great
comedy. I can only cry, Frage.
I know.
It was an absolute debacle last night in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Mike Lang night, I didn't know whether to cry or wind my watch. It was an absolute. Sid comes out and scores. The rest of those guys. I said, I'm tired of bitching about Simone. I'm going to bitch about Zach Aston-Reese. That guy is terrible. For $1 million, I'd rather have my daughter play for free.
Your daughter's actually pretty good.
Better than Zach Aston-Reese.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine you watching that game, how Letang and Zach Aston-Reese were screwing up the breakout. I mean, there was like three or four pucks that got behind Zach as he's trying to break out. And like Letang is all over the place. It was rough.
Well, how about Letang? Can't get out of Geno's way.
Well, I was just going to say, worst thing of all, Geno gets hurt, and who does it? Letang.
That lazy, long-headed bum, Chris Letang, couldn't even get out of the way of Geno Malkin. Geno's winding it up. The only guy that gave a damn the first game and a half of the year, and Letang trips him.
Wow.
And Murray, can those goals be any softer? Can those goals be any softer, Murray? I mean, it went through his armpit. I've never seen a goal go like – it went through his uniform. It was like a blip on old Nintendo video game.
Wow. Joe, there's a lot of bad news there. What is going on with Geno? Is this a season-ending injury? What's going on?
Well, I mean, it is for the Penguins, but he'll be out a month and a half. Maybe he'll be back for my birthday tour of the East Coast, hopefully. Horny day-to-day. Rusty out. Everyone with a nickname, everybody that somebody loves is out. Horny, Rusty, Geno. So all the guys from Wilkes, it's like the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. The funniest thing was, remember how we made fun of Winnipeg? Not made fun, we were upset for Winnipeg. They only had two defensemen that everyone knew about. Well, you know what? Those guys sat out. Morrissey was hurt. And Kolakov had like a personal problem, so they had six minor league defensemen.
Well, now
Zach Aston-Reese still couldn't score.
I think it was under 50 games played in the NHL or something like that
for
all of their defensemen.
Well, what do you think about some of these kids they brought up? They're saying good things about this Marino kid.
Oh, for the Penguins, yeah, he moved the puck all right. I thought it was a terrible game to try for seven defensemen. Like you go down, you lose your second center, and you dress 11 guys at forward. Then two got hurt. All of a sudden, there's nine forwards, and there's 2/3 of the game left.
Yeah,
I didn't get that at all. Like they didn't have any depth. They don't have enough depth to do that move anyway. And so, were they trying to showcase Marino, Joe? Like what was the reason in dressing seven defensemen?
They went, you know, they just said, oh, you know what? Well, they just said, well, you know, half of our team stinks. We might as well just play everybody. You know, I literally, that was a really bad move by Sullivan because the team wasn't congruent anyway. So why not make it even more incongruent or whatever? That's a big word for me. I thought Lafferty played really well.
Yeah, Lafferty.
His brother at intermission should have been on the ice. I mean, I'm sure his brother could have played better than Zach Aston-Reese. I mean, I don't think Tom Wilson hit that son of a bitch hard enough. Are you kidding me?
I honestly, guys, we're an
international podcast. We have the great Alex Spavone here. I'm going to bitch about this until the end of time.
Yeah.
We might as well move along because I've been watching every Maple Leaf game. My boy, the American Dream, Austin Matthews. Are you kidding me? But the other night, Mr. Pavone, they look like a good Penguins team that I've watched for years. They really outplayed the Bluesers, but they lost.
Yeah.
Like, if, like if you're a Martian watching the game, you think the Maple Leafs won 5-1.
Yeah,
but they lost 3-2.
Yeah, I thought. I think Tavares is playing. He's playing well. He's just hitting posts, and he's just not getting those bounces yet. And Nylander's looking pretty good early in the season for sure. Matthews is obviously, you know, the guy's got 5 goals already. What can we say? But we definitely played better than the Blues. We should have won, but you know, Binnington is, you know, he played great. So they're you know, just unlucky, to be perfectly honest with you. That Montreal game though, that was brutal. You don't want to let the Habs come back 4-1, third game of the season at home. That sucks. And then Kapanen's, what's he doing? He's throwing his twig, broken twig at the guy right at the end there.
Yeah, that was weird.
What the heck are you doing? Yeah. I mean, we were talking about it a little off air, but I mean,
that was unnecessary
against the Habs.
Yeah,
you get those people, you get the French fired up in our building.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Now, an emotional
Alex,
group.
You have such a talented team. What do you think the holes are? Obviously, do you need more grit? Do you need more defense? What do you need?
Yeah, the grit is obviously a problem. Like, our third line is still like skilled. Like, we got these skilled players everywhere, and you're like, all right, when the playoffs come, where's the toughness going to come from? Especially because you know we're playing Boston every year. We match up with this team, and you know they're best players. They're skilled guys, or they're grit guys too. So it's just they're a nightmare matchup for us. So yeah. We definitely need grit. I mean, every time I'm looking at the blue line and I don't see Jake Gardner, I'm jacked up. I'm so happy he's not on the team. Oh, my God. And Tyson Barrie. Yeah, I mean, this guy's great. This guy's awesome. And I do like the young kid, what's his name, Sandin? I'm still getting the names here.
Yeah, it's Sandin. It's so funny because you're waiting for them to say Sandin.
I know.
Sandin.
Yeah. I know. And that's probably why I love him, too, because it's very close to Matt's. So Sandin, he's a very good player, too. So, I mean, definitely maybe a little bit more depth because we do have Cody Ceci, who I loved him on Ottawa because he was trash. But, you know, he's been playing all right this season.
Had a nice step up, nice goal the other night.
Yeah. Four games in, he's played all right. So,
well,
I thought the Blues are so. I thought they exposed a little bit of what's always going to happen is not enough shoulders in the corner.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really matters to get the puck out.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's why I thought Barrie was just more. Like, I liked picking up CeCe, but I would have just got a guy with some bigger shoulders than Barrie. I mean, Barrie looks great, but there's only one puck.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Morgan Riley.
No, you're absolutely right. A little bit, maybe too much finesse back there, but I do love Muzzin. I mean, I thought he's been playing great the last, or to start the season. He looks way more comfortable than he did when we got him last year. He's in the zone now. I think he's starting to find his footing for
Yeah,
for
that's
the team.
A good player for you.
He's real good. He's real good.
Now, guys, we got it.
Go ahead, Fraser. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say we need a tap of the stick to our old friend, the real deal. James
Oh,
Neal.
Yeah. Jake, well, you know, we said in last week's Pacific preview that he's going to score some goals. He's with McDavid.
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd get a grand salami, but I mean.
How about that?
Well, he had six goals through 2 games. Last year he had 7 goals through 63 games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, a little bit of a
pace
change.
So James Neal's off to a great start.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy. And Edmonton overall is off to a better – like, we all panned them in the preseason.
Yeah,
and, you know,
did.
We're just a few games in, and it's the same thing as declaring the Sharks dead. I'm not saying Edmonton's going to compete.
And without Larson, right?
Yeah, Larson went down.
He's their best defenseman, obviously. So.
And Draisaitl and McDavid have been maybe the 2 best players – that I've seen the first few days.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They've been on fire.
I would have to say Draisaitl. Wow.
Yeah, he's an awesome player.
I mean, Draisaitl had a pass that went, like, short side of the net. I think it was to Neal. That was just ridiculous the other night. Like, the vision that he has is incredible.
Isn't McDavid coming off an injury, too? Like, he's
yes,
not even
he
at
is.
Full stride,
yes,
right?
He is.
And that
right.
first goal of the season, that was beautiful.
Oh, that
just right down the middle. Looked like a video game.
And they didn't even know if he'd be able to start the season.
Yeah.
So he
Yeah. And, you know, James, you know, we always like messing with James. James is a penguin. He's cool. And, you know, McDavid's awesome. And, you know, guys, you guys know how much I love Leon. He's the man. But our boy Kasting is playing well. But, you know, I mean, Darnell Nurse is, you know, half Scott Stevens and half Niedermeyer. He's playing like 28 minutes a game because him and I'm not a big Klefbom guy. But those two guys are playing like half the defensive minutes because Larson's hurt. They need to find some more defensive depth, or by November, they're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sold on them even making the playoffs, but I just think it's great that they look good out. They never look good.
Never.
For a stretch, ever. Like, it's nice to have them start a season and have it not be just terrible right away.
Now,
it's great just knowing, too, that, you know, the Captain Kangaroo has to watch him in the front office, knowing that he wasn't good enough coach to coach him.
Speaking of four goals, how about Mr. Mantha?
Well, that's what I was going to get to. I mean, the Red Wings, I mean, their top line is, you know, it's in the top five top lines now in the league. I always love Anthony Tony Mantha. And Larkin's just he's the guy that snake bit this season.
Yeah.
Getting no breaks. And, you know, Bertuzzi is he's a good little rat. He's got hands, not even little. He plays tough. But Anthony Mantha, he's the man we thought he would be a couple years ago.
Yep.
And let's face it, them and the Duckies were both 3-0. I mean, the O must go.
Yeah.
The Duckies and the Red Wings.
Yeah, about that.
That was some good goaltending in that game. I tuned into that one. I thought Gibson and Howard were both great. That was an old-fashioned. Game was 0-0 with like 7 minutes left in the second or something.
And Gibby's playing great.
Yeah, he's been the best goalie that I've seen.
Yeah.
And the defense. I mean, I remember last year I loved all the Sharks young – I mean, I'm sorry, the Ducks young guys. I mean, give these guys a chance this year. Superman Getzlaff leading the way. The middle-aged guys, though, Silverberg's playing good. And but I'll tell you, I mean, Manson showed up this year. Last year, Manson was
– Yeah.
Manson looked like Letang last year, letting people blow by him.
Yeah, he was a mess last year.
And he's played a lot better this year. And the Kings are looking okay. I mean, Kovalchuk put one in last
year. Yeah, he's not playing too bad.
He has 4 points, Kovalchuk, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he's not playing too bad.
There were so many great hockey games. Usually when the Penguins are that bad, I get sick to my stomach and can't watch any more games. But there was about 4 games last night that were just insane good. That Calgary-Kings game was – that had the intensity – of a playoff game. And did you see when McDermott tried to run Luch and Luch didn't
Luch found him in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. But Luch, I mean, if that was anybody else, it'd have been dead. Luch wasn't even knocked off stride. And that fight was such a BS 2019 fight. Because like 10 years ago, or in Probert's era, it's about 20 seconds away from someone just getting absolutely buckled with a haymaker. Because both those guys are just hanging on, just waiting for the other guy to just let go for a second. And the linesman had to come in and ruin it.
Yeah, you got to go back on YouTube and look at all those old Probert clips.
And I think
I sent you guys one that lasted about 3 minutes.
Wow.
Bob was losing after the first two.
Those were barn burners.
Stu Grimson.
Oh, they're just great stuff. Yeah. Mr. Pavone, what do you think of Tavares wearing the C?
I love it. I love it. I like Johnny T. I mean, his interviews. He might need a little bit more enthusiasm, but he's a little boring. But what other choice do we have? You know, Matthews. But I mean, the guy's mooning people in Arizona. So you know, the media will chew him up and spit him out over there in Toronto.
Do you think the C change with Jersey was going to go on with that news story? Like, I don't really think so. I think it was always going to be Tavares.
It was, yeah. It definitely was.
So you don't think that impacted that at all?
I don't think it did, but the optics and the timing of it were just terrible.
Like, right?
It's like 5 years away.
It made me like him even more.
Yeah.
The fact that he's mooning people.
I
honestly,
me too.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. He didn't even moon anybody.
He didn't lose any
of his underwear.
Yeah, he's having fun. He's a kid.
He's a kid.
Most markets, it doesn't matter. But with that story coming out in the biggest hockey market in the world, like that story mattered a little bit, but I don't think he was getting it anyway. It just causes a little bit of a idea that maybe he didn't get it because of that.
It made one of the top 5 headlines in ESPN, so it was a story, you know?
ESPN can't wait to crap on hockey.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
I mean, he mooned an 80-year-old security guard. He's not Harvey Weinstein. I mean, everyone's got
to
take it easy.
That's hilarious. You know?
Another one. Why do you think of Jason Spezza getting scratched up until last night? You know, scratched against Ottawa in the first game of the year, and a lot of NHL guys were saying, you know, well, that's Babcock. You know, he's a jag off, and he did that purposely. I thought it was pretty low rent myself. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's Spezza's. He's sort of old, man. Like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't care. It didn't matter to me. I was like, whatever. What's he gonna do? He's gonna be the fourth line guy, anyways. I don't know. You want a little grit there anyways. I didn't care. Honestly, I think it was people were making a big deal out of it, and I didn't really care for it.
Have you seen that Babcock is now wearing Raptors gear, and he's got all the team wearing Raptors gear?
Handing out the Raptors ball, the Raptors.
We need the good energy.
Yeah,
that's
I like
for
it.
Sure. You
I
need
like
the
it.
Good aura.
Or what do you call it? A game used ball from the finals is now the Leafs, like, player of the game.
That's player of the game,
Gets the used game ball from the finals. I think it's good whenever a team leans off of another team's championship and the city gets them motivated.
Sure.
But literally the Leafs are the one team that doesn't need any more motivation to get that cup.
Probably true.
What do you guys think of Patty Marleau? The Sharks now, the O needs to go, so they're going to sign up old man Patty for one more ride. I love Patty. I think it reeks of desperation, though. Jesus.
Well,
dude, I'm embarrassed that I picked them to win that division. Like, they have been – I've watched every game they've played hoping that I'll see something that makes me think they'll turn it around. There's nothing. Carlson's not playing well. I don't know if he's still hurt or if it's the kid or whatever it is.
He got hazed last night.
He's been bad. In the two I've seen him play, he's been bad. And then, you know, and Dallas, too, not to change this, but I think my two division winners, I don't believe in them at all.
I picked both those guys, too, and you're right.
Dallas won last night overtime against Washington. But
they beat the Bruins. They beat the Bruins. Dallas is okay.
No, they
didn't.
They lost.
They lost to the Bruins.
Lost the Bruins.
I don't think they're going to score. I don't think they're going to score goals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you know
Hintz
what?
Is a great player, though.
Rupe Hintz is keeping him going.
Is real good.
All-star game.
And when's Corey Perry coming back?
He's progressing. That Dallas played pretty good last night.
They
I
did. They
I
played well.
Their game last night.
But with the Sharks, I picked the Sharks too. And Marleau, I don't get it. He is a little too old for the, but I always loved him.
And just what is that going to do? Is that that's going to give him like 15 to 16 more goals? Like that's fine. You might that's not the 16 you didn't have, but that's not going to be the difference between that team competing.
That's a reach, I think.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It may be leadership.
It
may be leadership, though. You know, I mean, they really got rid of one of the best leaders in hockey.
They did. That was still a mystery to me.
Yeah,
that was such a mistake. Carlson's great. It sounds stupid to say that was but keep Pavelski for a few million less than Carl.
I agree.
You keep Joe and you get another player.
No.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah.
Carlson did not look good last night. He got spun around. He looked terrible.
He's wincing on the bench, too.
Do you think he's
like
still
he's
hurt?
He has to be.
Yeah.
He has to be still hurt.
And they waved Brzezinski, the old king, and I'm saying get him on a JetBlue flight to Pittsburgh. Brzezinski's a nice big Polak. He got a little bit of hands. He's got to be better. He's got to be better than Zach Aston-Reese. And McCarron from Montreal was waived. McCarron will at least fight for Sid. At least he'll defend Jake so Sid doesn't have to
do
it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought Zach Aston-Reese, he's going to be a prototypical power forward. He's a prototypical power forward of Wilkes-Barre. Get him out of here. I'm absolutely disgusted. Because I said I'm done picking on Simone.
We make fun of it, but it's very real. Like, not that Zach Aston-Reese was great before Wilson hit him. He's scared.
I think he's got Joel's got a new target.
He does not know where to look for the puck. He's always looking like
he's
not,
definitely rattled after he got his belt.
He doesn't like to have it in neutral
zone.
Yeah, he just seems
that's
like
what
a
terrible Tommy
player
will do to you.
Yeah,
yeah. You know who is off to a good start? Trouba and the Breadman.
Oh,
sounds
absolutely.
Like an 80s sitcom.
Yeah.
Trouba and the Breadman.
They're fired up. I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, Trouba just taken over. He looked great. Breadman looked great, too.
Yeah, they're off to a good start.
Yeah.
How you like this deal in Chicago? The Brinkat, the cat.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nice
deal.
3 years,
$6.4 million. That is absolutely stealing money for the Blackhawks.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Kid's a
sniper. He's an $8 million guy right now. He's $8 million guy right now.
I agree on that.
How many goals did he get last year? Didn't he lead the team in scoring?
He had over 30.
Or goals at least.
He had over 30.
Maybe
goals.
Second.
He's
a Kane,
one of the
obviously
best young players in hockey.
He is,
no question, and that is a low deal.
It is for sure.
He might be their best center. I mean, not taking anything away from Taves, just saying he might be their best center.
Well, nowadays.
Yeah. He's damn close. Speaking of really good deals, I think so, but it's a little long. It's cheap now, but a little long. Braden Shen, 8 years, $6.5 million. That's a lot. 8 years, but 6.5 is a great price. I'll tell you, I thought the Bluesers would come out on fire. Bluesers have looked good.
Yeah. They have looked good.
They do look really good.
Well, you know who's looked great? It's Pietrangelo, and he's still waiting for a contract. And then he sees Shen get an 8-year deal. And I'm just saying, like, maybe he said no to whatever. That's a weird thing there. He's their captain. I thought it was going to get done this summer. I kind of thought maybe it would get done last summer. And now Shen's there for 8 years. And they bring in Falk.
It is weird when your captain, after winning a Stanley Cup, doesn't get a big extension.
That's true.
Confusing. It looks like he's going to test the market this summer, which maybe that's his decision. But if I'm the Blues, I'm doing everything.
I mean, come back home. Play with Johnny T. Get back in.
He's a class guy, so he's not talking about it at all.
No,
we're not going to get anything from him.
But the Blues are off to a strong start, and a lot of people thought they would have a tough time getting up for this year after the big cup win.
Did you see Oscar Sundquist's cannon?
Oh, that's flabbergasted.
Oh, man, that guy, yeah. Yeah.
Oscar Sundquist gets traded for Ryan Reeves. So we don't have Sundquist. So then we don't have Reeves because we got Derek Brassard. Derek Brassard is still the bane of my – I love seeing him getting crushed on the island. it's still the bane of my existence. Speaking of bane of existence, is Ottawa is retiring Phillips's number four. I guess they need a bobblehead night.
I mean,
I don't remember Chris Phillips in anything.
He was there a long time. Yeah. I remember him because he was always there, but.
I remember Chris Phillips.
Did he make an All-Star game?
When the Leafs beat him 3 years in a row in the early 2000s. Just always crying.
That's your memory of Chris?
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because my memory is him pulling pucks out of the net when they played the Devils. Like, he was...
They love him in Ottawa, though. He has, like, a beer company or something. He was there from, you know... When did he get drafted? Like, 96 or something like that?
Yeah, I feel like he was there forever.
Forever.
Yeah, I feel like
They're looking for some good news.
I feel like he was there when I moved to Jersey, and he was still there when I left New Jersey. Because I remember watching him play all the time. Because the Devils and the Senators met so often. But yeah, I don't know how high I even list him on my all-time Senators list. I don't know if he makes it.
Senators fans are weird, man.
Joe hit it on the head.
They've been through a lot.
They need bobblehead nights. They need nights where everyone's going to show up. I mean, that's really true. They should hire a goon squad to play in the second and third line. I mean, literally, there's no reason to go to that building that's out of the middle of nowhere.
And you know what?
Oh my God.
You want them to have a team, though. I do, anyway.
Oh, of course. They're the capital of the country that gave us the sport. They should have a team.
Yeah, I agree.
But they should have an owner that can keep the lights on.
Yeah. Speaking of the Goon Squad, Sabourin scored in the first game against Toronto.
I know.
Yeah. And all his boys were tweeting at the hockey news, like, hey, did you see our buddies? Like, it's one of those things where it was a good story. He played hard. He made a team. He made a team out of camp, I think, for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm not that surprised. I think he's going to be gunning for a few games, but that was one of the nice things about Ottawa starting this season.
Fell on his back, and he was like laying on the ice like he scored. Yeah. Like it was a playoff winner.
It looked like an Ovechkin celebration. Yeah.
Hey, Alex.
But he knew every player in the league was rooting for him to score that goal. That's why he was celebrating that hard. He knew that everyone was going to see it and be happy for him.
Alex, I wanted to ask you a question about the rivalry between you guys and the Canadiens. Even in years when both teams weren't good, I was up doing some shows in Canada, and I just couldn't believe the intensity when those teams would play, even during the regular season.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was I feel like there's always been a stretch where we're good, and then they're not good, and then vice versa. And hopefully now, when they got these young guys coming up, it's going to be more competitive always towards the end of the year and stuff like that. That's just Montreal and Toronto. It's always like that.
It's always been that way, right?
In everything. It's always like that.
I love how they have an equal argument to each other. Like, Montreal's like, well, we've won more. And Toronto's like, well, we're the real city.
Yeah.
And like, that is the fight that I feel like I see their fans have all the time, like the back and forth. They both have a point. The Canadians, like,
they both want to be the Mecca.
And Toronto's like, well, we're where everything happens. So it's like the two best markets. I don't think there's a question.
As much as I hate to admit this, though, Montreal Canadiens fans are, I hate to say it, they are better fans.
Really?
The Toronto, the Leafs have such a corporate fan base. And it's Montreal, like when you go to those games, it is a party. And when you go to Leaf games, it's not as It's not as fun. I won't. I can't lie about that.
See, I've never been there. That's interesting to hear.
No, it pains me to say. It really does. You saw them Saturday night come out. You heard the roars.
Yeah.
You know, they scored, and I was walking away, and I heard a roar, and I was like, oh, we got one. And then I came back, and I was like, the Canadians? That was their fans?
Yeah.
You know, it was tough.
That's a crazy thing to point out. I never thought of it. Like, yeah, it's so corporate that, yeah, there's a lot of suits down, though.
Tons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same guy sits right behind Babcock for like the last 5 years in that nice suit, gray hair. He looks like Don Cherry.
Yeah, he's
Don
all Cherry, tanned like, up. Comes out of
yeah,
the
yeah. Don was like a metrosexual.
That's what I love about Ranger fans. Is Ranger fans are just as corporate, but they all are spilling beers on their nice shirts.
Oh yeah,
shirts,
they're
and
wild.
They're screaming.
They're awesome.
They all buy a new jersey every game because they just came right from work and they throw it on over their nice like suit. Like they're still a corporate down
like
in the garden.
I like the Rangers fans.
I wanted to ask. Speaking of the Rangers, how is Capo Keiko doing so far?
Does he have a point
does
yet?
He play? I think so. I haven't watched a lot of the Rangers yet. That's why I sat back when you guys were talking about Trouba. I was like, oh, I haven't seen a lot.
Zibanejad had a hat trick, right? So he is like.
I think he's got four or five.
I think he's got like 8 points or something.
Yeah, 8 points for sure.
Yeah, Zibanejad has 8 points. There's only like six guys that have 8 points in their first two games.
McDavid?
Like four of them are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like ever. Yeah.
Yeah, like ever. It's like,
oh, wow.
It's like Gretzky, Messier.
Oh, wow.
You know, Howe.
Mantha
like
had seven,
John
I think.
Cullen.
Yeah.
And then like two guys from the 1920s.
Panarin scored. I think Panarin has a couple goals, a few points, right? He's playing well, too.
Yeah, he's off to a good
They've only
start.
Played two games, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they've traded Nemestikov to the Senators. So they're just they moved on from Nemestikov, and he came up. He always looks pretty good for a little bit, and then something happens with Nemestikov. So I figure he'll go back to Russia by Christmas. Because why are you going to stay in Ottawa? Speaking of leaving Ottawa, Duchesne has six assists in Nashville.
Nasty backhand the other night. Nasty.
I thought for sure that he'd just be, you know, picking up a pay.
I've always liked him.
Yeah.
Frazier has been in the Matt Duchesne.
Always liked him.
Well, when he first came in the league with Colorado, he was disgusting.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, Bartnick, like the guy does feel like he's playing for a paycheck, and then that's it. He calls it quits, but he's off to a hot start in Nashville.
I'm in the middle with him because, like, I feel like he's a highlight machine, but whenever I go to a game and he's playing, I never notice him.
Yeah.
Like, he's never played well in a game. I remember last year when he came to town against the Kings. I forget who he was with last year, but I remember going, oh,
Columbus?
Watch Duchesne. Was it Columbus? I think so. And, yeah, just didn't notice him. The game went by, and I was like, oh, yeah, he was here.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys, they go games, they disappear. That's what makes like the Sids and the Ovies and the Austin Matthews and the McDavid special. You see them. There's never a game when you don't see them, you know, at all. That's what's crazy. I'll tell you, did you see the Miko Rant? To me, he's Jaromir Jagr.
He's sick.
Did you see his backhand the other night on the rush? It was absolutely ridiculous. It was total Jagr. I want to give this plug to the immortal one, the great. If you don't subscribe to The Athletic, you're a moron. It's worth $4 a month. No, it is. It's a dollar a week of hours of great hockey writing, and if you like all the other garbage sports, good on you. But they do. There's a huge piece on Jaromir Jagr. You know how when Jagr we get like two goals and three assists in a playoff game, and we're like. He did everything but sell hot dogs.
Right.
Well, back in his hometown, he's literally selling hot dogs. He's doing everything. He owns the team. He makes all the phone calls. Like, sets up the snack bar. The whole reason that team is in that town is because of him. And wherever he travels, the whole league sells out. Some games no one goes to, and he's the opponent, so the place sells out. He's carrying that whole league, and he helped his team up from a. Whatever that, you know how in soccer you get thrown down.
Relegation.
Yeah. His team moved up. Team moved. His franchise. He's doing. It's the greatest article. I mean, if you don't love Jagr, don't even listen to our podcast.
But, right? Exactly.
Back to the ranting in for a sec. That is the best line in hockey, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah. He is good.
Landeskog, ranting, and
that's
McKinnon.
A great line.
That's the best line in hockey.
That's
they have it all.
Glad
they
to
have
hear you say that.
Great. Yeah. Everything. Chemistry. I love Landeskog, too. He is awesome.
And I think
that
McKinnon's the best player in the league.
I mean, you're not going to really get an argument from me,
Alex,
to be honest with you.
Alex, I love that. I love that Avalanche line. I brought him up.
They're amazing.
The rat in pasta.
Yeah.
They're close.
Pretty damn
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Damn
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's no, you're right. That's true. You're right.
They
you're
had
right.
a they had a couple doozies. Was it last night? I get all my nights mixed up, but I was watching the Boston game the other night, and Marchand and Pasta were just kind of fooling around with the puck.
Yeah.
Marchand had, I think, two.
He had two. Yeah, yeah. He got an apple, too. Yeah.
No. He is sneaky good.
Well, you know they're hungry after last year, so
yeah,
they're
going
to come out yeah. gunning.
And that's I was right. kind of like, who's going to beat this Vegas team? And then, you know.
Oh, man. Vegas
like,
looked good in their
they
first
look
game, didn't they? They look
yeah.
fantastic.
Vegas is amazing. Vegas has really played great the first couple games. Well,
that's
you know
my Stanley Cup pick.
Vegas.
Yeah. yeah. Yep. You know what's funny is they looked amazing, and then you realize they just really beat up the Sharks twice.
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's true.
They beat the Sharks twice,
but they did look good, though.
Right
they were on
friends.
Point.
I'm right with you. I'm like, oh, my God. I was telling people I'm doing a lot of radio plugging these gigs, and I'm like, they're asking me. I'm like, oh, you know, Tampa Bay and maybe, and then I like Vegas. And then they're crushing people. The
yeah.
Flower looks great till last night. Here's one thing that happened last night. Rask kind of limped off after the game.
Huh.
Kind of did.
Wow.
How about I know I didn't give him any credit. I think Andy might have. I forget where Frey said, but I'm in Hurricane Country. The Canes.
Oh, those
yeah.
Canes, man! Nice start for the Canes.
Svechnikov has like 6 assists. Like he's born in like 2000. Like that's insane. You know, he's a
yeah.
great player.
He's not afraid anymore.
No,
Ovi knocked his lights out. He's not scared.
Well, when they lost Falk and everything, I just thought they were going to have an off year. Man, they're off to a great start.
And they lit up Bobrovsky, which was mentally, I think, huge for them. I think Florida is, you know, a pretty good team. I think Florida and Carolina kind of look at each other like kind of similar teams. And I thought Carolina, like, just dogged them the other night. Bobrovsky gave up 4 in the first. And, I'm a big Jordan Staal guy. I don't think he's still, you know, I think he's best as a third line center.
Yeah.
But I like seeing that him wearing the C there. And,
yeah,
you know.
He's a great leader. He's going to give you everything he's got, both ends of the ice. You know,
and as much as I hate the dancing after the games, I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like that?
No.
But I do.
Here's why
me too.
Here's why I hate it. I can't imagine if I was on that
jerks.
Team, what I would do. I know there has to be at least one guy on that team, like a guy that works at TGI Fridays and doesn't want to sing the birthday song. There has to be one dude. Like Gardner has to be going, I don't want to do this. You know, there has to be at least one guy being like, really? We have to all do this?
Yeah, there's
the
usually one guy at least.
It's like the waving after Saturday Night Live. You know half of them don't like it.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it.
Hey, guys, I have a question. Does Phil have a goal yet?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I haven't watched them.
No.
No, he has. I believe he has one. I believe he has one apple. I mean, the Desert Dogs are having trouble scoring right now, which is you know they'll get it together. I mean, it's still like 119 degrees.
Yeah. The ice is a little mucky right now.
It's going to slow Phil down.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get. I mean, it's like you know, 3 games in. I mean, we always say you can't win a cup in November and October, but you can lose one. But other than the Sharks and the Penguins, I think everyone's pretty much, you know, I don't think time to start the Stanley Cup parade or
I mean, Tampa's had a slow start, but nobody's worried about them, obviously, especially after the season they had last year and then getting swept.
Probably
best
for them to start.
Exactly.
Like this.
Yeah. So
and Point is still out.
Exactly. Yes.
Not that they don't have enough anyway, but Point is still out.
Yeah, well, it's funny to watch that team and think, well, they're still without statistically their best center.
Know,
Point is
crazy.
An amazing player. And I think Phil will get his goals. It's just, you know, everyone gets – it's only a couple games.
I love Phil.
Yeah,
I'll always root for Phil.
Will you
the
root
way
for
they,
him down there?
Yeah, the way they dogged him in Toronto, he didn't deserve that, you know. Just they always ratted on him, they broke his balls and stuff, so, yeah.
Well, he's an exciting player.
He is.
And I think they need that down the desert, so – I think it's good for the team.
Yeah.
Hope he gets his goals. I think he will.
Yeah.
They need his offense for sure. Stefan Nosen was waived this week. So, or I'm sorry, and then he was signed by the Wilkes-Barre Penguins. So I hope he has his.
We'll see him soon.
Yeah, we'll see him soon. And in traveling, I always call him Fred Traveling, the old Tonight Show producer. he got a 3-year extension in Calgary. To be the GM over there. So I guess he's done an okay job.
Well, less is more. He stood pat this summer pretty hard. He brought in, the Luch for a Neil trade.
And he switched goaltenders.
How's
again with Edmonton.
How's Luch doing?
Well, you
roughing
know.
Up everybody.
He's in a few awards. I will say that.
Yeah.
That first night, who was it? Was it Johnny Gaudreau that got hit and he went to the corner? Game one. Was it Gaudreau? I can't remember who it was.
I forget. But who was he punching in the head?
I don't remember. But that kid didn't take it well. He got shot in the face.
No, he was just taking gloves to the mug.
Well, that's why they got him.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about it's well documented Neil's problems in Calgary. But he wanted to play top line. Well, Johnny Hockey is a left wing. So where was he going to play? Neil's a left wing. Johnny Hockey's your number one line left winger. I didn't know he had six of them in two games. Yeah. But I knew Neil would have a pretty good year this year.
Neil's off to a great start. Do you think this trade still looks good for both teams?
Yeah, because why not have McDermott was running around. You know what? McDermott was going to go after the way that Drew Doughty gets treated by Tkachuk. McDermott would have went after Tkachuk. So why not have a 250-pound bulldozer?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
To take out McDermott the whole time.
No, Luch,
they,
no sure.
They need Luch up there. Whatever he does scoring wise is just a bonus.
Yeah.
They need a big sheriff up there.
Yeah, they didn't. You saw last year in the playoffs against Colorado. They didn't have that grit, that toughness, and Lucic is going to bring that for sure.
So it's kind of an equal trade still.
Yeah, and you know how Neil plays with generational talents like Crosby and McDavid. He has space. He has a great shot. He's going to score a bunch of goals. So
yeah.
It's a good fit for him.
So it works
too.
For everybody.
I think so.
The fact that Neil's playing great shows he'll definitely be moved at the end of this year. Whenever he goes somewhere and he fits,
it's so weird with him, huh?
Yeah. It's bizarre.
That could be his last six goals for the whole 40
season. Goals,
and
then he's traded.
His contract is long enough now that he has to stay, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Nice to see him off to a good start.
They'll find a way to trade him if they need to.
Hey, I think it's time for the awards, is it?
Yes.
Our first awards of the year.
So, because last week was a half a week, we have no fantasy update.
Oh, okay.
Now we have three Howie Awards. Three Howies. So we'll let Mr. Pavone pick which one he thinks is the best.
Okay.
First one is, and now I'm forgetting, when the one guy got hurt, the trainer ran on the ice and they were still playing.
The trainer. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forget what team it was now. It was the first night. It was the first night. I forget. I should take better notes. I'm sorry. It's still October for me, everybody. Second one to pick from would be the Austin Matthews name checking Sabarin. Like, who are you on the back end?
Oh, that was cool too. Yeah.
The Elias Anderson falling on the intro in the garden.
Never good.
Never good.
Skating up. And then I thought it was really cool was Mika taking the photo with the fan and then scoring the hat trick.
Yeah, that's cool. Alex?
My pick? Well, I'm not going to pick Matthews. That's my guy. Don't embarrass him. We've seen someone wipe out before at center, to start the year. The pictures, that's nice. That's sweet. I've never seen a trainer come on the ice while the game was still going on.
That's pretty hilarious.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's fantastic. That's my pick for sure.
It's October
for
him,
too. All right, there you go.
That's my pick.
And a pick over Matthews.
I have to.
Yeah.
There's no Korea. Now, we have two dirtbags. One on the ice, one off the ice. The first dirtbag one, Casper throwing a stick at Petrie, and then Petrie gets the awarded the shootout and he gets the goal. Kasperi Kapanen throwing the stick, and also off the ice, I think we should just start calling it the Jack Edwards Award. The dirtbag Bruins announcer when Roman Polak went to the boards awkwardly, he just said, "That's bad hockey karma. That's his hockey karma coming back to him." The guy's on the stretcher, Jack Edwards, you bastard.
Come on, Jack.
By the way,
Pavone, you know that guy.
I hate that guy. Bastard. I can't stand that guy.
Does anyone remember Roman Polak being like terribly dirty?
No.
Being this awful
never.
Player? Like, I don't remember that. That's what confused me about
it.
It didn't even make sense.
He must have done something when he was on the Leafs there. He did something
to one of the Bruins. I'm sure he's been suspended before. I'm just not remembering it. But the thing is, when Edwards called Matt Cook Sirhan, wherever the guy who killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
And he got heat for that. At least Cook was being a dirtbag.
Cook was always a dirtbag.
All Roman Pollock did was get hurt.
Yeah,
like, it didn't make any
sense.
That's
a good point, Andy.
Like, it was the weirdest thing to say.
All right. So who's our pick? Are we going with?
I'm gonna pick Buddy, the announcer over there. I mean, I couldn't stand that, especially Kapanen. We're up 4-1, and then you know it's 4-3. They're getting momentum. You throw a broken stick there at Petrie, and he ties it.
Especially you
on
throw
a penalty
it,
shot.
You throw it while you're on a penalty kill, and then you give him a penalty shot, and they get to keep the power play.
It's such a bad play.
Yeah.
All right. Two Marios. Two Marios. We have a Sabourin kid, the goon from Ottawa, getting his goal. Probably not first shift, but first game. We'll give him. And then just Nick Camano. Nick Camano just killing it last night. Just a great for the Stars against the Caps. Just a great goal. Just very handsy. A lot of fun.
I'm gonna take Nick because I'm gonna give a shout out to my boy Cogs because he got the apple on that one. So
there you go.
He went sliding in the corner. I think he distracted Holtby on that one. He wiped out. But yeah, I'm gonna give it to Camano. Good for him. First goal of his career? No.
Yeah.
Right. Is it really? Wow.
I think so.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Well, that's how you get to Mario.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, no clods. We'll have two to pick from here. I was going to go one skirt. It was just
skirt of the
hideous.
Week. Yeah,
just hideous. Hit Estroza for Tocchet must have wanted to rip somebody's head off. Cam Fowler just did the Mamba. He did what's the thing that the coach of the 49ers, Cam Fowler just absolutely just danced Vinny Hinostroza and scored the game winner in the desert. Just an incredible one for the skirt. The Bob Probert, I think we got to give it to the kid in Ottawa. I think we got to give it to the kid in Ottawa. Or Sid. For dropping a glove.
Well, Sid did drop the glove.
Sid got he hogtied him there, though.
Yeah,
Sid.
The upper body strength is
He's
pretty impressive.
He's a powerhouse,
Yes, he is.
Dubois a big boy.
Yeah, because Luke Dubois, whatever, he's a big dude.
6'2" or something. Dude. He's a big kid. Big French kid.
He's not known for his fighting, Sid, but he's pretty strong.
No, he flipped him around. Yeah,
every fight he's got into, back when I think the first fight he had was Andrew Ferentz. It's always him just dominating a guy's collarbones. He just grabs he grabs either side of the shoulder pads and just doesn't let. It's smart. He's not going to get beat up that way, and he's also not going to break his hand. So I like him fighting like that.
Yeah, you don't want him.
If he's going
to
fight, that's the way to fight.
Right.
Another great article in the Athletic they had was they went back to Mario in Laval. They went to like his home, like they went to the pizza shop he used to go to. And all this stuff, and they showed like his first agent when he had like 280 points in junior, and the last game of the year, one of the last games of the year, someone was cross checking him all game, and Mario just dropped the gloves and fought him, and his agent at the time was like, let me see those hands. He goes don't use them because that's somebody else's job.
Yeah, right.
By the way, going back to the Mike Lang Knight thing for a second, I've never seen Mario as animatedly happy. During like any sort of fan appreciation, anytime cameras were on him, to be honest, besides winning the cup and then smiling at Mike Lang last
he's
night,
he's very
that,
even keel, man.
Totally, he
always.
Never gives up an emotion really, and he looked like a little kid last night when Mike Lang was getting announced. So that was nice to see.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
All right. How tan was he too? I mean, he's playing 36 every day.
Him and Natalie look like they're the president and first lady of a country.
They
like
are.
The way they walk around, they look perfect. That's the way they've always been.
They are. The Dios, their man on the Silver Mountains. Zibanejad, Hatter against Ottawa. Hoffman, huge hat trick against Tampa Bay. Big win for the Big Cats against the Lightning. Then we have the Grand Salamis. Anthony, Tony, Moat, Mantha. He had four of the Stars, only had three. And then Mr. October, the real deal, James Neal with four on the island. I know who we're voting for. I'm voting for Anthony Mantha.
Me too. All right.
Oh, I'm in with you guys too because Mantha scored on a slap shot and then he took it down. He broke down the middle and had a nice cut across. And then he scores on a rebound. It was a three ways you can score.
The Red Wings being competitive is what hockey should be and what it should be all about. You have to have the Red Wings in the mix always, and I love seeing them go off to a good start. I love the Red Wings.
See, that's what I like about Alex.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
You sure do.
A quick nod to Tyler Bertuzzi, too, because he's looked great. Those hands on him.
Yeah, he's good. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's great.
Saves of the week. No Cinderella. We have Smith, my old buddy, with the Scorpion on JT Miller. Just a sick save. We have Bobrovsky with the glove on Palat. Bressois, the Winnipeg backup, getting the call over Hollerback is a little smack on Hollerback. Against Brock Nelson, had a breakaway. He stopped him once, then the rebound twice. Holpe, the 2-on-1 last night on Dickinson, was sick. Gibby from the Duckies on Darren Helm with the pad on Detroit last night was sick. Another sick. And then a big one, Jack Campbell Soupy on Monahan down low. Campbell, the Kings guy last night, the backup for the Kings. Anyone have a particular one they like the best?
I saw the Holpe one live, so I'm going to pick that one. He robbed Dickinson. Dickinson was – he looked skyward. He was lost. He was a lost.
I thought that was sick, too. Yeah. Vintage Holpe. Vintage Holpe.
Yeah.
Well, and I hate to pick Gibby – but because it was on Helm.
Yeah.
But Gibby's playing really good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking Gibby just because I think I've been so impressed by his play. He's been great.
3-0 Ducks, right?
Yeah.
Haven't lost.
Yep.
All right. The goons of the week. We have a few here. Ristolainen with the, excuse me, here's a high stick in your face on Horny. We have Zadorov of the Colorado Avalanche just crushed Zarnik, and then Luch had to fight Luch. It was a good one. It was a nice showing by Luch. Manson just absolutely destroying Clayton Keller of the Desert Dogs. We have a Sid defending the snake against Pierre-Luc Dubois. And then we have Jamie Benn pretty much running Binnington. It was like, oh, the excuse, like, oh, the whistle blew, game over. Oh, I'm still going to keep hitting you, falling on you.
Well, he had to do something. Like, Ben has not been real visible.
And then last night, everyone needs to go back and watch. If they show the whole clip, see McDermott try to freight train Luch. Just got about 100 yards of steam. And Luch looked like nothing. He looked like he just ran through a pom-pom on a cheerleader. And then they fought. So anyway, pick your goons, people.
I'm going with Luch.
Oh, so am I.
I'm picking Sid.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's good to get him the award every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll go Sidney, too. I like Sid stepping up because hopefully I won't see that again. And hopefully Luch will have more chances because he is the Luch man.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys, give your plugs.
Oh, well, I'm going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena tonight, Wednesday night, and then Friday night, the world-famous Laugh Factory, and then Saturday night at the Melrose Improv. And then my show, of course, on Sunday night on 95.5 KLOS. I believe our guest this week, I don't know if it's Alice Cooper. I think he's on the following week, actually. But check us out, please. We're at our new studios.
That's so cool that you can't remember if it's Alice Cooper or not. I can't even.
Incredible.
I can't just let that go. That is like the coolest sentence I've heard in like years. I don't know if it's Alice Cooper.
Well, I had to play
that
it off.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. But he always comes on around around Halloween. Because that's his
thing. Did he love it that time?
Yeah, that's his thing.
That's great.
You know.
I'll be in San Luis Obispo. I can't find the name of the venue right now, but I'll be there. So walk around just yelling my name. on Saturday night.
We got a show October 10th at the New York Comedy Club, the Sweet Buddy Show. Great show. 10:15 in the East Village this Thursday. So that should be a good time. And can I put my Instagram?
Sure.
Mr. Alex Pavone, Pavone.
All right, guys. Well,
I will be at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte tonight. All you Hurricane fans come out. I'm with Burr in Asheville this weekend. A bunch of big shows coming up we'll talk about next week. I want to make sure that everyone knows about GreenPathScience.com. It is the best CBD on the market. and you use Puckoff 25 and get 25% off your CBD oil today. This stuff is great. I've been getting beat up here. My buddy's working all the time. I've been working out. I've been using it. It's great stuff. Most CBD oil you buy online is crap. Not this. This isn't seed oil. This is a coconut oil. This is good stuff. So use the code PUCKOFF25. Get 25% off at greenpathscience.com.
I've been using it, Joe. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I'm telling you, it's the best CBD out there.
Yeah, it is.
And one more step before we go out, because I want to give a little love to the Z-Man. Z is coming up on 1,500 games played for a defenseman. He has 1,488 right now. 1,495 is Phil Housley. Now we're in with the real big dogs at the over 1,500 mark. Nick Lidstrom, 1,564. Raymond Bourque, 1,612. Mr. Murph, you got to love it. You gotta love Murph.
Yeah,
Murph is at 16. It's funny. Murph was run out of town in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Then he goes and kills it again.
Back in Detroit.
In Detroit.
Then he has to get inducted to the Hall of Fame in the city that ran him out.
Yeah. That's always great when you can pull that off.
Oh, man.
Murph, 1615. The great Scott Stevens, 1635. And, of course, Mr. Chelios.
Of course.
1651. Well, thank you guys. You guys are the Mr. Pavone, thanks for stopping
in. Hey, thanks for having me.
Alex Pavone. So appreciate nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, pleasure. And
loved having you on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Andy Beccaro, as always, a great job.
Thank you guys.
Joe Bartnick, have fun. Are you going to that Clemson game?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
I got my obnoxious orange shirt ready.
Of course you do.
I'm ready to either work construction, work on the side of a highway, or go to a Clemson.
We can get you in Caltrans. Well, have fun at the game, man, and with your shows. Good show, guys. We appreciate all the Puck Off listeners. We want to thank our producer, Emma. Give Emma a big hand, guys.
Thank you, Emma.
Thank you to the troops. We love them. Thank you for joining us on Puck Off. For Joe Bartnick and Andy Beccaro, this is Fraser Smith. We are Puck Off. We are out.